Welcome to Whatever is Lovely. I'll be your podcast host. My name is Samantha Grace, and I am making this podcast so us migraine sufferers can have something positive and uplifting to listen to when we're in pain, or if you are, you know, in recovery from your migraine and you're tired the next day, and you just need something to give you an extra boost, this can be that something that you come to. So I am going to be pulling from all sorts of different areas to provide content for the podcast. News stories that are inspirational, happy, stories of people overcoming odds, stories of public figures who are migraine sufferers, all sorts of different things that will help us see that we are not alone, and that people all the time overcome obstacles. They dig down, they find that strength, they connect to their higher power. Whatever it is, people are able to overcome. And I know it can seem overwhelming, and I know migraines are very isolating, but together we can get through this. And then I also want to inject a little bit of levity into the podcast, just a little bit, but mainly I want to provide a safe space where people can feel comfortable and warm and happy and secure, like a big giant hug with a teddy bear wrapped around a blanket. So that's what this podcast is. So the first thing that I'm going to start with is the news story. You know, the news can be a very negative place, and it can make us feel like everything's going down the crapper, but it can also be a really great place. Like this story that they reported on CNN about a 5-year-old boy, Noah Wood. He's from Georgia, and he shared a room with his little sister Lily, and he woke up to see flames in the bedroom, and he grabbed his sister and went out the window with his sister, and then he went back in and got the family dog and pulled the dog to safety. Then he ran to his uncle's house for help, and together they alerted the rest of the family. So because of his actions, all 9 of the people were safe. And to honor Noah, the fire department named him an honorary firefighter and gave him an award, and the Bartow County Commissioner Steve Taylor proclaimed February 14th, 2020, Noah Woods Day. So that was a lovely ending to a story that could have been really bad. So I really, really appreciated that. That can counteract all those terrible things you hear about when you're scrolling through your news feed. So something that I feel like is really encouraging is when you see people that are very successful, even though they have a chronic disease or some kind of issue. You know, I don't know exactly what the diagnosis is of people that I found on the web. You know, I don't know if they're chronic or just every once in a while migraine sufferers, but one person that I did find is Hugh Jackman. He is an Australian actor. He portrays Wolverine in a lot of the X-Men movies. And here's something epic. He won an Emmy for his job hosting the Tony Awards. He was so good at hosting the Tony Awards that he got an Emmy for it. That just totally makes sense. He just seems like this juggernaut of a person who sings and dances and acts and, you know, pretty amazing. But even Wolverine, you know, is not immune to the power of a migraine. And IMDb reported that Jackman missed meeting former British Prime Minister Tony Blair because he was sick. He was down with a migraine. And he said, Jackman said, "I remember having a migraine when Tony Blair came to see Oklahoma. I was going into the wings and throwing up whenever I was off stage. And afterward, Tony Blair came backstage to meet the cast. And of course, I was throwing up." End quote. I mean, can you even imagine such a big deal and he couldn't make it? I remember I had tickets to go see David Sedaris, the writer David Sedaris, to go see him talk. And I had a horrible migraine and I was so disappointed. I don't normally, you know, in that time of my life, I wasn't planning ahead like that. I wasn't making arrangements, buying expensive tickets, you know, getting a babysitter, doing all of that effort because I never knew when I was going to be sick. And, you know, so I took a chance and then I did get sick and I wasn't able to go and it was very frustrating. And now I've turned a corner with my health and things are better, but still there are times when, you know, I have to think about the broad scheme of things. Should I agree to, you know, host this event or tie myself down to helping for this? Because I don't know what my health is going to do on that particular day. So I can relate to Hugh Jackman there with what he went through. So last of all, I just want to do a little silly thing. I'm going to read the lyrics from a song, but I'm just going to read it like I'm not, you know, speaking it, not singing it. And I think it's good. You know, a lot of times when you hear these songs on the radio, you're not exactly sure what they're saying. So sometimes it's good to hear the words just spoken. It's modern day poetry. And it kind of, it's an earworm that gets stuck in your brain going round and round. But it's also kind of funny because then at the end I can say what the song is if you haven't already figured it out by then by the chorus. So here we go. "This ain't a song for the brokenhearted, no silent prayer for the faith departed. I ain't gonna be just a face in the crowd. You're gonna hear my voice when I shout it loud. It's my life. It's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. This is for the ones who stood their ground. It's for Tommy and Gina who never backed down. Tomorrow's getting harder, make no mistake. Luck ain't enough, you've gotta make your own breaks. It's my life. And it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just wanna live while I'm alive. It's my life. You better stand tall when they're calling you out. Don't bend, don't break, baby, don't back down. It's my life, and it's now or never. I ain't gonna live forever. I just want to live while I'm alive. It's my life. My heart is like an open highway. Like Frankie said, I did it my way. I just want to live while I'm alive. It's my life." So if you haven't figured that out, that was It's My Life by Bon Jovi. I have picked a bunch of inspirational songs that hopefully hearing the lyrics spoken will, you know, just kind of give us like a mantra to go into the day, something that we can repeat to ourselves. And, you know, it's my life. It's not the migraine's life. It's my life. And how am I going to choose to live it? So that's all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Samantha Grace, and until next time, take care of yourself.